me calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, with your host Matt here for another week. And we're back into the interviews. We're trying to keep them going this year as much as we can. We've had a fair few folks come in for live interviews and just strum some guitars of late. You can go to the blog always, ozstrandedradio.com, click on the interviews tab, and they're all archived there. And of course, in the main page is all the podcasts from this show over the last few years. And this week, we have a phone interview with someone very special, Matt Leddy of a band called The Eternal Husbands. Now, Matt has been playing with his compatriot Rick Reed for many, many years. They're a real fixture of the Canadian music world. Their previous band was called The City Streets, formed in Edmonton in 2005. And Matt and Rick, and at the time, drummer Mark Chilner, put out a number of albums, did lots of tours around Canada, and I actually got to meet them and got to know them a little bit when I lived in Edmonton and kept in touch. And all these years later, Matt and Rick have formed a new project after Mark, the drummer, left the City Streets. He went back to school, but Matt and Rick have continued making music. They live in Montreal, and their sound has changed now a bit more of an atmospheric and ambient sound, a little bit more experimental, but still with the unmistakable voice of Rick Reed and his really poetic lyrics and great guitar work and Matt's very proficient throbbing bass. And they're on tour in support of an album called French Exit. It's their second album. And they're coming all this way to the West Coast and playing Vancouver next Thursday night. So I thought I'd start with older music, as we always do here on the show. Let's play some City Streets. So this band does not exist anymore, except two-thirds of them are now in The Eternal Husbands. So let's go right back to an album, which one of the great album names I think I've ever heard. It was the first City Streets album, and it's called If You Don't Like The Clash, You're a Bad Person. Well, it's hard to argue with that. Let's play you the first track. This is from 2006. This is from Edmonton band The City Streets. You're listening to Stranded. We're starting with some Canadian music from the past. Hope you enjoy it.
Smarter, don't do as they're told. you were never supposed. They believe in something more than greed and consumption. A child can see through your ignorant guise. Your bravado hides a fear of change, hope a better life. You're so crushed by the weight of lies. Hate what's all around you. Beauty is never found. Structures in this world are comprised of spiritual moral failures like you. What are we gonna do? Car 10 years from now on a late night drive. We used to drink vodka and cruise around. I'm on the passenger side. You're driving me crazy. Here I am all alone, strung out on the East Coast, talking to your ghost. Well, how do you know this is the right way to go? I do. Since I fell in love with the nights. Ask the dust if that was us. It's scary, but it's true. These days been more Henry and N.I.E. Smiles Davis kind of blue. I have this dream where I'm on the bus in
do you got it in you? I'll sustain this desire. You can age gracefully, just wait up for me. Before I fall asleep, dear, I'll gasp for breath. I see my own death, it's inspiring. Someone's been taking the place of me. I'm out chasing my tail in this country. Still I'm a dog, lost in the fog. And your lighthouse is not shining, and I'm lost out in the mist. You said I can't take care of you anymore. So leave me with my drugs and my suitcase and the tragic girls of the jazz age. Of the jazz age. Of the jazz age. Shall we take a drink, dear, so you can act coy? Flirt with some boy, I'm fighting over the stereo. Sorry did I offend you, spill drinks on your stage. Your bouncers get paid, I'm busy defending rock and roll. Someone's been taking the place of me. I'm out chasing my tail in this country. Still I'm a dog, lost in the fog. And your lighthouse is not shining, and I'm lost out in the mist. You said I can't take care of you anymore. So leave me with my drugs and my suit case and the tragic girls of the jazz age. Of the jazz age. Of the jazz age. Of the jazz age. Well, the jazz age.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, for Musqueam Astail.
Okay, we're back on CITR. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And going back to a previous album from Rick Reed and Matt Leddy, who were in the City Streets, and before they parted ways with drummer, and they're now in a band called The Eternal Husband. So that was a song called The Jazz Age from an album by the same name. And before that, we went right back to their very first album, If You Don't Like The Clash, You're a Bad Person, with the song Chuck D Taught Me How to Fight the Power. Then we heard Your Ghosts from the Concentrated Living album, then the Jazz Age by the Jazz Age from the Jazz Age album. But the new album by the new project, Eternal Husbands, is out now. It's called French Exit. And we're talking on the phone right now to singer and guitarist Rick Reed. Rick, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Oh, great. You're live here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. I'm flipping through the old blog, and you may recall the last time we chatted was 30th of September 2011, when the city streets were still in operation. Geez, so much has happened since then, hey?
Yeah, you can say that. I just want to say thanks for all the support all these years. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all.
Good to be back chatting with you.
Yeah. And finally, about that, I walk into this studio every week. I've done so for 5 years, and I've never noticed until today a City Street sticker sticking on the wall, and my gaze passed it today, and I was like, that's kind of freaky. So, you're here in record and sticker.
That's awesome.
And, of course, the new project, The Eternal Husbands, which is Montreal-based, the name Eternal Husbands is just perfect, given how long yourself and Matt have been playing together. How long, really, has it been since you first jammed the two of you?
Sorry, how long have we what?
Actually played music together for, the two
of
you?
I guess since we were about 17 years old, so that would make it about 13 years now we've been jamming out together. It started with Matt rocking the Ibanez, shredding, and more metal and punk stuff back in those days, but with the City Streets he switched to bass, kind of half forced him, half I think it worked out for the best. He learned how to play the bass and recorded a record 3 months later, and now we're now he's the as Jesse Gander deems him, the disgruntled synth player in Eternal Husband. So he's come a long way. He does everything in Eternal Husband. I just sing and play guitar. He does everything else. So
I was wondering about that. Yeah, because audiences can expect a different sound from City Streets days. That there is this synth. There's a lot of synth on the album. I was wondering how much is going to be part of the live show.
We actually have a full band doing most of the shows. We got Jesse Silky on drums and Ian Plott fleshing out on the second guitar part. So so it's that helps, especially with the stuff on the new record. Me and Matt are just doing the Vancouver date. Actually, is just going to be Matt and I, so it's a little bit different setup the way we do that. But it's nice to have. We went into the studio making the record we wanted to make, which ended up being pretty multi-layered, pretty involved instrumentation. So we recorded and thought we'll worry about how to do it live later, and it's worked out so well so far. And we're excited to play tonight in North Country Fair. We're on our way there now, and it'll be a four-piece. And then at the end, actually, we have a little surprise. Mark Schmiller is going to be guest drumming with us, so that'll be fun.
Ah, that's great. It sounds like you're very adaptable. There's a core of yourself and Matt, and then so much can happen on top of that. Yeah. And the record has a real Vancouver connection, because it was recorded here with Jesse Gander. Was that a fantastic experience?
Yeah, we love working with him. It's something we just knew for this record. We needed to work with him. He had his newish studio, Rain City, and that went down. Did it in a few sessions, and it was a great experience. It went really smoothly. He's sort of like kind of not a member of the band, but he really understands what we're going for. We come from the same kind of background and stuff, so yeah, it was a breeze working with him, and he really he killed it. That was fun. We love Vancouver.
It's a fantastic recording. There's so much there for repeated listenings. Different types of songs, and this experimental tracks like the Draper Effect stood out for me in Next Big Thing. Do you remember the samples you had there at the end of that track, the Draper Effect? I wonder, do you know where those came from?
That's actually Matt. He records stuff all over the place. That's where it's funny. It's actually someone on the street. I'm a solitary man in the streets of Montreal, ranting, and Matt basically eavesdropping on him, recording him. I don't think the guy knew, but he's immortalized now on that song. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I wouldn't have picked that. So as I said, for the album French Exit, heaps there, so many yeah, different layer, different sounds, but still, you know, your very unmistakable voice and the rich lyrical approach. You've always been a pretty prolific lyricist, and I guess you've always done the lyrics yourself, right, in all the bands?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you ever with yourself and Matt, do you discuss like song meanings much, or is it more, you know, you're a sonic combination, but you know the meanings is kind of in your head? Or
yeah, like the lyrics, I write the lyrics, the rest of it, me and Matt go back and forth on what we're going to do with the song. It's usually just sort of a skeleton, and then there's any number of ways we can go with it, you know, and we try all kinds of versions, and sometimes it's a really long process. Sometimes it comes together quickly. It's always weird. It's almost strange. Like when you know a song's done, you kind of don't, but you do. And yeah, you just sort of, sometimes they evolve live and turn into something else. But yeah, it's pretty much, I mean, Matt writes some of the music on this record. Some of the instrumentals are just him. But as far as lyrics, that's my department.
So. Yeah. And so Montreal has been your base, at least since the start of this band, and I guess into the near foreseeable future, you're still going to be based in Montreal?
Well, actually, I'm moving to Victoria in a few weeks, so...
Oh, wow.
I'll be living in BC for the foreseeable future, which I'm really excited about, and Matt will still be in Montreal. He's going to school there, and we'll just do tours, you know, like the way we've been doing, not touring like crazy, but, you know,
yeah,
3 or 4 a year, you know, and... we're kind of looking towards maybe doing a Europe tour within the year at some point, so that'll be something to look forward to.
Fantastic news. We'll see you out here a bit more often.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'll probably come into Vancouver quite a bit, so yeah.
That's great. Well, we're speaking with Rick Reed from Eternal Husbands. The core of that band is Rick Reed and Matt Leddy, and of course they'll be they're touring here in the Western Canada. They'll be at the Railway Club next Thursday night. And a great bill. And I just have one last question. My memory of meeting you for the first time was when I lived in Edmonton, and I went along to a show. Can't remember the club. It was in the dead of winter. Yourself was playing the City Streets and Eamon McGrath. And I've always thought, I mean, Eamon McGrath and the City Streets, when I think of Canadian music, I think of you guys. And I'm wondering, over the years, have you crossed paths with that guy again out? Because he lives out in Toronto.
Not too much. He's out in Toronto now. We do talk via email once in a while. I see him when he's in Edmonton. He's got a thing going on in Europe, which is sweet. So, we're not like attached at the hip the way we were for a while there in Edmonton. But I wish him all the best. And we cross paths and talk about old times, and it's. Yeah, I think that show was at New City that you're mentioning.
I remember, that's it,
but,
you're right.
He's an old friend.
Yeah, yeah. So it all began in Edmonton. A lot of great music has come from there.
Exactly,
and
we just, go outwards. It's just something you kind of have to do if you tour a lot, or it just, you're stuck kind of out in Edmonton, and it takes forever to get anywhere. But there's definitely a lot of great artists that have come out of Edmonton. So.
That's right. Well, thanks so much, Rick, for chatting again, and we'll be in touch, and I'll be there at the show next week, and we'll play right now on air. We're going to play the single Exiles, and then I think I'll play the Draper Effect, a real favorite of mine from the album. So thanks again, Rick.
Thanks so much, Matt.
No problem. Okay, talk to you soon.
See you, man. Bye.
Days of MDMA, the wall saying speak Spanish. You worried on me while I thrashed in my sleep. You checked to see if I was still breathing. Mouth of blood when I woke up.
upstairs and I fell asleep going down on you. Add it to a list of things if I ever do that. Here we are. There's nothing in my past that I am running from. Baby, I have no future. Maybe you could give me one. You don't know what I know. Started begging, please choose me in the moonlight. You just started begging, please choose me in the moonlight. You just started begging, please choose me in the morning light. You just started begging.
Time. Here's a song. Car Free Vancouver Day is celebrating over a decade of turning pavement over to people, music, art, and street hockey. We are about community engagement, environmental sustainability, and active transportation. We are 100% volunteer run and can't do it without your help. Come out on Sunday, June 21st and help us envision a more sustainable, playful city. And if you have a few spare hours, please consider volunteering. For more information, go to www.carfreevancouver.org.
All right, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. We are online. We have a presence on Twitter, at OzStranded, and we have a blog called OzStrandedRadio.com with all the podcasts and archived interviews. And today's interview will be up there on the weekend. We just got off the phone with Rick Reed of Eternal Husbands. He is one part Eternal Husbands. The other key part is Matt Letty on bass and synths, and they are fantastic band. There's an amazing record they've just put out called French Exit. And of course, they're at eternalhusbands.com. They're based in Montreal, but they have their roots in Edmonton, Alberta, where they were both part of a band called the City Streets for a number of years. So we just played there two tracks from the Eternal Husbands album, French Exit. First up was the amazing first single and first track of the album, Exiles. And next was one of my picks from the album called The Draper Effect, which was a bit more experimental. And finally, I put in, at the end of the set there, Eamon McGrath with a song from his album called Exile, History of Canadian Music. And I played Eamon McGrath because, as I said in the interview with Rick, when I think of Canadian music, I think of Rick Reed, Matt Letty, of the City Streets formerly, and Eamon McGrath. All of those guys are from Edmonton, and a great scene developed there. But of course, they've since moved on into the Eternal Husbands, and Eamon's his solo career. He's based out in the east now in Toronto. So don't forget the show. If you're listening live in Vancouver, you can get to the Railway Club on the 25th of June. That's next Thursday night. There'll be a great bill there. Eternal Husbands from Montreal. Also Spectre Gates, Boy Breaking Glass, and myself, M. Lund, I'll be opening. And actually, I'm just putting the word out too for Rick and Matt. They're looking for another little sideshow, I guess a bit of a warm-up show in the greater Vancouver area. If you're at all interested, they're looking for folks to play with next Wednesday, because they're going to be here early, and they're keen to play somewhere again. So if you want to get in touch with them, go to the Eternal Husbands website, or you could get in touch with me if you have any trouble there, but eternalhusbands.com. But if you wanted to get in touch with me, I'm at ozstrandedradio.com, and I'll put you in touch with the guys if you're Vancouver-based band or artist, and you're keen to play a show with these Montrealers next Wednesday. Yeah. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. That was great to catch up with Rick Reed. We last interviewed him way back in 2011, and that interview is up there on the blog, ozstrandedradio.com again. We'll be right back with some more music. You're listening to Stranded.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
So, coming up this weekend is National Aboriginal Day, this Sunday. It's also International Yoga. First annual International Day of Yoga as well. We'll be talking a bit more about that later on, but I wanted right now to commemorate or to celebrate, it's probably a better word, to celebrate National Aboriginal Day coming up on the 21st of June. Let's play some tracks from this highly lauded brand new release. It's called Light in the Attic, Native North America. It's a two-disc set that compiles some long-lost Aboriginal music from Canada. Well, actually, all of North America. Volume 1 is Aboriginal Folk, Rock and Country, 1966 to 1985. And I'm going to read from you, actually, from the website here. So, largely unheard, criminally undocumented, but at their core utterly revolutionary, the recordings of the diverse North American Aboriginal community will finally take their rightful place in our collective history in the form of Native North America Volume 1, Aboriginal Folk, Rock and Country, 1966 to 1985. An anthology of music that was once near extinct and off the grid is now available for all to hear in what is, without a doubt, Light in the Attic's most ambitious and historically significant project in the label's 12-year journey. This is going to be fantastic. This is an enormous compilation. They've unearthed... there's 34 tracks that I can see here and two CDs. Let's play... I'm going to play for you right now. We're going to play for you three songs. First up is by a gentleman named Willie Dunn with a track called I Pity the Country. So you are on CITR, Stranded, and here it is. This is Willie Dunn, I Pity the Country, from the brand new compilation, Light in the Attic, Native North America.
I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate. Small are the lives of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, deception destroys me. The Bill of Rights froze me, in jails they all know me. Frustrated are churchmen, the saving of soul men, the tinker, the tailor, the colonial governor. They pull and they palm me, they're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the light. Civil servants, they thrive off my body. Their trip is with power, back bacon and welfare. Police, they arrest me. Materialists test me. Pollution, it chokes me. Movies, they joke me. Politicians exploit me. City life, it jades me. Hudson Bay fleece me, hunting laws freak me. Government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling. To be ruled in impunity is tradition continuity. I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate.
Spirit child, where you going to? I've been waiting for a year. when he'd shed a morning tear, for a mama that we lost at 24. It's not wrong to shed a tear, it's not wrong to share a tear, as we sat by the squeaking swinging door. Little feather in the corner, give your papa a little smile. Don't call for your mama, 'cause she's gone for a little while. She spent her days to please us, and we pay her with a cry. But now our way of living, we are children when we die. Little feather, keep on smiling for a moment for your dad. Your mama was a dreamer for the things we never had. You'll soon be big feather, you'll be growing to a man. Don't forget what mama told you, this is still your native land.
Holy Hum, Hello Blue Roses, and the Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire are collaborating with local artists Jen Wei, Con Lee, and Steve Hubert for Waves and Flickers on Friday, June 26th, inside the Planetarium. Tickets are available in advance at Eventbrite, Zulu, and Red Cat Records. Doors open at 8 p.m., show starts at 9. And just so you know, this is an adult-only licensed event.
All right, how incredible was that? That was three incredibly rare tracks from this compilation called Light in the Attic, Native North America, Volume 1, Aboriginal Folk, Rock and Country from 1966 to 1985. So the good folks at Light in the Attic have put this compilation together of all Native North American music, that a lot of it which would otherwise be very hard to find. And so we played for you, I'll tell you, the artist, we played Willie Dunn with a song called I Pity the Country, then Willie Thrasher with Spirit Child, and Peter Frank with Little Feather. Amazing stuff, and this is getting a lot of attention across the country, and I guess through the US too. I mean, this Light in the Attic Records is based in Seattle, Washington. And of course, it's National Aboriginal Day this coming Sunday, the 21st of June. So we haven't played any Australian music yet, which is, we usually start out with Australian music, so let's get into brand new Australian music. This is a band called Wagons. I've heard about for some time, but never got a chance to listen to them till now. I think they changed the name, because they were called Henry Wagons, but in any event, now they're called Wagons, and this is a record called Acid Rain and Sugar Cane. Let's play for you a track called Hold On Caroline. I've heard good things about this band, and apparently they've been to Canada. I know someone who saw them at a festival and was very impressed. So here we go. This is Wagons. You're on Stranded.
Hold on, Caroline. blood stains his crumbling walls. My dagger, your sword, my God, your Lord, your father, my firstborn. Our mothers both torn, war torn and old scorns. Cover us with gauze thorns. That scratch pick, poison our cores, fighting our flaws. Fighting to stay afoot on these slippery floors. Trying to breathe, not the stench of a corpse. It still lingers, it tastes of mine, it tastes of yours. My blood, your blood stains his crumbling walls. It tastes of mine, it tastes of yours. My blood, your blood stains his crumbling walls. It tastes of mine, it tastes of yours. Strictly, explicitly, physically, military, Sun Tzu mentally. Always this essentially, traits of a Nephilim. Eat them, all of them, their souls, swallow them. Catch them while they're wallowing in the world's acclaim. With all the watering, we always been slaughtering. Father in our time, catch them fat and beat them blind. My blood, your blood stains these crumbling walls. It tastes of mine, it tastes of yours. My blood, your blood stains these crumbling walls. It tastes of mine, it tastes of yours. It tastes of mine, it tastes of yours. It tastes of mine, it tastes of yours.
Calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, you're on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show here on CITR 101.9 FM. What did we play there? Well, we played two tracks from Australia and one track from New Zealand. So first up was Australian band Wagons with Hold On Carolyn from the record Acid Rain and Sugarcane. A great rock and roll band there. And next up was The Maelstrom, a band from Australia, who got in touch with me online and just asked me if I'd play a couple of tracks on their EP. So I played a track a couple of weeks back. The EP is Out of Here, and that track we heard there was School's Finished. And finally, that was what a cool track there. This is a band or a project from New Zealand that I've discovered called Scalper. I've played some of their music before, and this is from a record called Emperor's Clothes, and the track was called My Blood, Your Blood. Pretty moody, cool stuff there. All right, so you are on Stranded. We'll be right back after this to get into some more Canadian music, I think. Yeah, we've got about 20 minutes to go, so plenty more to come.
This is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and go. Ah!
I know how this ends! A bright shiny moment! Once upon a time from the hillside! Lying on a back in the moonlight! It didn't start crazy, but here we are! She didn't touch the moon, just to laugh at the stars! She put the kind of glass with her own hands! Piece by piece, such a tribute to romance! The tension reached the edge of a sheer chance!
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
All right, you're on Stranded for another 10 minutes here on CITR, and we got a little bit heavy in that last set, which is always a good thing. First up was Anchoress with the track called Disaster Porn from Crime and Compass, then Death from Above, 1979, Cheap Talk from the record Physical World, and lastly, Toronto band Dearly Beloved from their new split 7-inch, the new 7-inch single, Who Wants to Know, B-side Resolution. So we've got 10 more minutes of music to go, and just before we close the show, I'll tell you a little bit about an event that's happening this weekend in Vancouver to celebrate International Day of Yoga. Of course, we mentioned before, it's National Aboriginal Day, but it's also International Day of Yoga too. So a lot of great stuff to celebrate this weekend in Vancouver. But first up, here is, we'll get into some more CanCon for the rest of the show. This is Jane Earhart.
Is there any mystery better left
is it you're in it? Everything will be doing just fine, then change the next minute.
But
today I've got a clear mind, seeing nothing but clear skies, and the line is driving deep down inside, back up to the outside.
Montreal.
Okay, so we're almost out of time on Stranded, and we have David Love Jones with African Rhythms up next. Those two tracks, let's see what we had there. That was, first up, we had a track from Jody Glenham from the album Dreamer, and then we heard Jane Earhart from the record Water Will Flow. Now, just I'm going to read for you some information now. We mentioned National Aboriginal Day this weekend in Vancouver, June 21st, but also it's International Day of Yoga. First time it's ever being celebrated formally in Vancouver. And a lot of people will be gathering at the Plaza of Nations. There'll be a large gathering there, and members of Vancouver's yoga community will be speaking. The day goes from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. It's the Plaza of Nations in Vancouver. Cost is free. You can find out more information at www.undycanada.com. A lot of very well-regarded teachers will be speaking, including Jeffrey Armstrong, a local scholar of the Vedic knowledge, and a gentleman who's very, very learned and in the Indian Dharma, and he teaches overseas as well as locally here. Also Gary Bellow, he's another local yoga teacher as well. Everything kicks off at 10 a.m. There'll be kirtan singers, percussionists playing traditional and modern Indian music as well. That's first International Day of Yoga. So on the same day, you can celebrate National Aboriginal Day as well, with lots of activities, including gathering at Trout Lake Park in Vancouver. And, of course, we have the Red Jam Slam Festival happening here, broadcast on CITR as well. If you go to the CITR website, you'll find out the times that is being broadcast. So this is it for me. African Rhythms up next with David Love Jones. I'm going to leave you with Leah Barley, local Vancouver artist. Bye for now.
Yeah.
your blue sweater and you. Riding around this whole town, good friends we will see. Walking down the street. Come get your fill if you will. Why did you lick my spoon? Let's chase the afternoon. Or go back to staring at them trees. I don't need anything else on this warm sunny day. But my bike, your blue sweater. All by myself, but you were right by my side. The moment I started to cry, that's why I don't need anything else on this warm sunny day. But my bike, your blue sweater.
Car-Free Vancouver Day is celebrating over a decade of turning pavement over to people, music, art, and street hockey. We are about community engagement, environmental sustainability, and active transportation. We are 100% volunteer-run and can't do it without your help. Come out on Sunday, June 21st, and help us envision a more sustainable, playful city. And if you have a few spare hours, please consider...